Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, game day against the Titans at Gillette Stadium on August 17th, and today we have Tom Casale and Andy Hart telling you all the latest moves on the roster, including the release of punter Josh Miller.
Thanks, Lori. And for once, we actually have a few interesting moves to talk about on the Ross Report, the biggest of which came down just a day and a half ago or so. Josh Miller, released by the Patriots, the veteran punter from camp who had had some limited opportunities to kick, did not get to kick in the preseason opener, and seemed to be growing frustrated with the situation, was let go, and now we are left with two young punters to fight it out, I guess, for the job. Tom?
Yeah, and I thought Miller might stick around and win the job, but we're definitely not shocked by this because you had talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he had already sounded like he was halfway, one step out the door here. And so I think this was one of the things where they didn't really want him here anymore. They gave him a chance to sign on with another team, so it's a win-win for everybody. Now it looks like Danny Bogger is the favorite, but I still think there could be a veteran brought in to compete with him.
I do, too. I think it's interesting, and I think while, you know, there were some comments from Miller's agent saying they appreciate getting let go early, maybe he can try to catch on somewhere else, to some degree I think that's true. But I also think in feeling out the Danny Bogger situation, maybe you benefit from releasing Miller. Now he feels like he's the guy, and no disrespect to Tom Malone, but it is Bogger who has the chance. Right. Bogger had the, you know, was the best punter in NFL Europe and has been the best of the two young guys in camp. Now you get him to see him punt against the Titans, see how he reacts in practice to sort of maybe being anointed the guy while you're still maybe surfing the wire. You know, Mitch Berger was in here to see if you bring in a veteran. So I think this could be another step in testing Danny Bogger's mental side and mental approach to the game in preparation, because we've heard in the past that's why he wasn't given the job last year when he was on the practice squad, because they weren't sure that he was mentally ready to punt in an NFL game.
Yeah, and I think the Titans game is going to be a big game for him, because I'm sure they have three or four punters on speed dial, and if he goes out and performs well, I think then it's his job to lose and he just has to stay consistent. But as you said, with the bright lights on him, if he doesn't perform well, then I think you see a guy coming in next week.
And Miller, I fully expect to see in the league this year. You know,
yeah,
it didn't work out here. Mentally, it seemed like he lost confidence and went south a little bit, had the shoulder injury, which he said affected his drops. But I think the end here for him came. It's one of those mental things that just gets in guys' heads. You know, it's baseball. It's throwing from second base to first base, or Rick Ankiel trying to throw to home plate. You know, so at some point, things just get mental, and I think that was the case with Josh Miller. And as you said, I sort of brought up a general question to him, and he started to talk about, you know, whatever they want to do cap-wise or age-wise. So I think he saw the writing on the wall, and he may have sort of helped write on that wall.
Yeah, and I don't know all 32 punters in this league, but I'm sure there's two, three, four teams that could use a punter, so I agree with you. I think he'll catch on somewhere.
And even if it's not right now, no question, once the middle of the season comes, some punter's struggling, Josh Miller will be a team's punter in the league this year. And while that's the biggest move of the week, or I guess as big as a change at punter can be, there were some other minor moves. Patriots also claimed offensive lineman Chris Patrick off waivers from the Giants. He was an undrafted rookie who was in the supplemental draft, played in one preseason game with the Giants, 6'4", 280-pounder out of Nebraska. What do you think he represents? He would seem to be another, the size, another Mike Elgin developmental guy.
Yeah, practice squad guy. But I mean, that was someone I know they were looking at when the supplemental draft came around. He didn't get drafted. He played in the Giants' first preseason game some. The only thing I would say is the Giants' offensive line isn't very good, and it's not very deep, and they didn't even want to keep this guy around for the rest of the summer, so I wouldn't expect much from him. Maybe the Patriots are looking at someone two, 3 years down the road, because obviously 280 needs to put on a little bit of weight on. Developmental guy, possibly a practice squatter.
Yeah, I think the same thing. To make room for Patrick on the roster, or not really make room, but swap out guys, Brian Barthelme's center guard was let go. You know, was on the practice squad last year, played in NFL Europa this spring, was in camp. Not really really a remarkable player in any way, didn't stand out, didn't really seem to be even in line for the developmental type role on this team. So not all that surprising to see him gone. And then a couple moves earlier in the week, the Patriots signed tight end Brian Jones and released tight end Matt Kranchick. Jones, he's a 25-year-old guy. He's played in 25, 30 games, was with the Jaguars, 6'3", 258, but probably not a real candidate to make the regular season roster at this point. Neither was Kranchick. They're both kind of camp body type players.
Yeah, I would be shocked if Jones made the final roster.
I would too, but you know, the big story this week is it looks like, at least for now, Danny Bogger is going to be your punter. They went young kicker last year with Steven Doskowski. This year it looks like they could be going young punter with Danny Bogger. We'll find out Friday night against the Titans if he's ready for the bright lights of first preseason and then potentially the regular season. But that's going to put the wraps in another roster report. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!